Well, we've just been singing about God, our Creator. I now want to focus in a different way from the text and my own background of experience of being a geologist with a background in chemistry. So those are the themes that I'll seek to weave together here over a few moments. I'm going to focus in on Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or before you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. When I read this psalm, that's the psalm of Moses, and I see that connection of before the mountains were built and before the earth was created, I've come to realize, especially in the last year or so, that God is a God of planning, of long-term planning. It also brings me back to my own heritage, for which I've been so thankful, with parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, of a Christian heritage that brought me to appreciate God as my creator, to appreciate this creation that he provided for us. My dad was a professor at Messiah College for 40 years, so I grew up on the campus, and he was a chemist. We got along particularly well, so I, in fact, followed him in the pathway of chemistry, and my first 2 years of chemistry, in fact, were in his classes at Messiah College, before I later then moved to Wheaton and finished up my degree there. In all of that training at both of those Christian colleges, the focus on our efforts in science really reflect what Johannes Kepler wrote so many centuries ago. The chief aim of all investigations of the external world should be to discover the rational order and harmony which has been imposed on it by God. And having gone through graduate school then with so many people who did not recognize God as our creator, it reminds me, even though they don't acknowledge the fact that God has put all this together, they are in fact studying his creation, in my case and our cases, as being followers of that God and his son Jesus Christ. We do have the opportunity to recognize that he is behind it all. And I have really come to appreciate getting to know Dominic. Because if you're around Dominic very long, you hear the word engineering. Engineering, engineering, God is an engineer. So I'm going to describe a little bit about the engineering that God has done in the earth and in the creation through my lenses of chemistry and geology, of which a few others of us in the room have, but many of you are looking at God's engineering through other lenses that God has guided you through. And I hadn't really thought too much about this planning context for many years. I just kind of went on studying my geology. And then a few years ago, I came across the book called The Privileged Planet. And in The Privileged Planet, the authors particularly describe the fact that the geology of our Earth now, with its earthquakes, with its plate tectonics, is critical for life to even exist on this Earth because of the nature of the distribution of the elements that are necessary for life. So these things became much more focused in my attention just within these last couple of months, which will be a theme of what I talk about late this afternoon in my talk, as God's voice in nature, God speaks, and then he develops the engineering of this earth to make life possible. Well, he told us about this way back in Genesis. Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image. So we were planned eons ago, or the verse that's especially significant to me as a geologist, is the third And God said in Genesis 1, verse 9, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry land appear. And recently, as I was reviewing for my talk this afternoon, I went to a chart, and I recognized that the scientific community has recognized that some of the early continents, and then appeared something like 3.5 billion years ago, and then the plate tectonic process that we can observe today got started about 2.5 billion years ago. And then as we came toward the beginnings of the Cambrian, then the explosion of life brought much more into biology than was there previously. That reminds me of the construction of the Himalaya Mountains. This afternoon I will show an animation of the Himalaya Mountains being formed. So we think maybe of God as building everything in the past. It is still in process. The Himalayas are there because the subcontinent of India, which at one point 170 million years ago was together with all of Pangaea, and eventually and gradually and slowly, the North Atlantic opened up, and then the South Atlantic, and then India started north and crashed into Asia, hitting the Asian continent about 20 million years ago and building those mountains, a process that God has guided. And we all experienced part of that process when we heard about that earthquake only some months ago that hit Nepal. Those processes continue, and that has made it especially fascinating to me as a geologist to study God's creation, which has given me the opportunity to travel around the world and see lots of different locations of geological settings where God is active. And the other thing I've noticed in Scripture and God's planning is that He has also defined where people live. I only saw this within the last year or so. In Deuteronomy 32:8, when the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when He divided all mankind, He set up boundaries for the peoples. So, when push comes to shove, it's God that identified that, you know, the Eskimos would be up in northern Alaska, and that we would be here in the central part of the North American continent in these recent years. So this is the God we worship. We can praise Him for what He has done over the eons of time. He tells us that before the creation even began, He planned each one of us in His providential planning. So we are here in God's dwelling place that has passed through all generations of mankind since the days when Moses wrote this and to today, where we gathered together here at this meeting to worship and praise God, understand Him better, and communicate with each other about His creation. Let me pray. Father, we thank You for those that started the ASA years ago on the Moody campus with a vision of Christians being involved with all phases of science, for which, like Kepler, our effort is to understand the harmony that You built into Your creation, and use this meeting to help us to worship and praise and honor You greatly. Amen.